The fifth stage starts on the fundamenta della misericordia and ends at the strada nuova. It will take approximately 15 minutes. As you stand on the fundamenta della misericordia and turn left, you will see an elegant Baroque building once owned by the family Dalezze and possibly designed by Baldassare Longhena. But next to it, there is a majestic building made out of red brick called Scuola Grande della Misericordia. Scuola Grande is in Venetian. As you stand on the fundamenta della misericordia and turn left, you will immediately notice an elegant Baroque building once owned by the Dalezze family, which was possibly designed by Baldassare Longhena. Next to it, however, is a majestic building made out of red brick, which is named Scuola Grande della Misericordia. The Scuola Grande used to be a charity made of affluent and influential people, mostly patricians, who spent time and money in favor of the poor and of the destitute. This particular building was finished by the 1580s, designed by Jacopo Sansovino, and then left to fall into decay. Then later on in the 20th century, it became the playground for a basketball team, Reyer, from Venice. And it fell into disrepair once more, but only to be restored in recent times and be turned into a venue for art exhibitions, also as part of the Biennale of Modern Art. And it can be also rented for parties or for particular events or for marriages, if you like. As you leave behind the Scuola Grande della Misericordia, you turn left, you cross a bridge, and you'll be faced with an unusual bridge with no rails at all, the last of its kind here in Venice, very much loved by tourists who dare cross the steps. In fact, it's easy to fall into the water, but nonetheless, people feel attracted by it. And then, as we turn right and walk along the Fondamenta San Felice, we will see a traditional, let's say, normal Venetian landscape with smaller and bigger palaces, canals, gondolas. It's really a very lovely corner to visit. One building in particular stands out because of its sheer size, and that is Palazzo Priuli, nowadays used also as one of the seats of the Poste Italiane. You walk a few more hundreds of meters to reach the Strada Nuova, and in particular on your right-hand side there will be a church which looks modest from the outside but very elegant. This is a San Felice church, possibly built following the pattern of Mauro Codussi, who was a major architect of the second half of the 1400s. In this modest-looking church, there is an outstanding painting by young Jacopo Tintoretto, which is worth seeing. So once you stand on the Campo San Felice, in front of the church, you're now on the Strada Nuova, and you can choose whether to turn right to go back to the railway station, or rather turn left and walk to Rialto and to its area. To make things easier, if you look in front of you, you will see a sign pointing out clearly both directions. This is now the end of a fifth stage and of the itinerary as it is.